This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 5, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the average homeowner in Beverly might pay just over $247 more in taxes this coming year, an increase of nearly 4%. City Council considered proposed Beverly's tax rates during a public hearing on Monday night. Whether the council decided to vote on the matter and the outcome of that potential vote, that was not available as of press time, according to the Salem News. For commercial, industrial, and personal property owners, the tax rate is planned for $25.73 per $1,000. The city's average home value of $478,500, up from $438,700 last year, a nearly $40,000 increase in the average value. That will provide a tax rate of $13.61 per $1,000 of assessed property value, lower than last year's $14.28 per $1,000. As in the past, the city opted to shift some of the tax burden from residential taxpayers to commercial, industrial, and personal property owners. Because of this, 78.89% of the levy will be paid by residential homeowners, while 23.11% will be covered by the CIP owners. More on the story in today's Salem News. Story written by Ariana McNeil. A Lynn man has been charged with indecent assault of children. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick Galicali of the Item staff writing in the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com that a 74-year-old Lynn man was arrested and charged with indecent assault and battery on a child after he was found with his zipper down with three children in his apartment Sunday afternoon. Police responded to 20 Heath Court shortly before 4 p.m. after a mother reported that she had found her 8-year-old child in the apartment of James Finn. Two other children were also in his apartment, Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick said. According to court documents, Finn lured the children inside his apartment with candy and exposed himself to them, asking one child to perform a sex act on him. Finn was arrested after an investigation by responding officers and detectives, Kimmick said. Finn was charged with three counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14, open and gross lewdness, and dissemination of harmful materials, pornography, to a minor. He was arraigned in Lynn District Court on Monday and was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing scheduled for December 7. Finn's attorney, Lisa Kaur, said she had no comment. One woman told police that she had been looking for her daughter, her children in one apartment, and knocked on the door, which was answered by Finn, who had his zipper down and appeared drunk. She said that the children usually play throughout the building with the kids from another apartment, court records show. The woman told police it took Finn a couple of minutes to answer the door. He didn't say much but asked the kids to come out. There are more details in this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, despite pleas by some to zone rather than ban recreational marijuana establishments in town, special town meeting voted Monday night to prohibit them in Danvers. Town meeting also voted with a loud aye to create the town's first 40R smart growth district when it voted to create what it called the Maple Street Traditional Neighborhood Development Overlay. The new overlay on an existing industrial zone will allow a compact mix of shops, restaurants, housing, and other uses on 17 acres of mostly industrial zone land on Maple, Hobart, Locust, and North Putnam Streets in an area adjacent to the downtown. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes in Item Live, Father Andrew Bushell is in the midst of converting a Pleasant Street building into an Orthodox monastic brewery in Marblehead. He's quoted as saying, we purchased our new church in Marblehead, 124 Pleasant Street, in late August and dedicated it to St. Nicholas, patron of sailors, brewers, and repentant thieves, and as the new home of the Marblehead Brewing Company. Bushell, a Marblehead native, an executive director of the St. Paul's Foundation, a monastic institution of the monks of Mount Athos in Greece, a church, not a nonprofit, said the building is located in downtown Marblehead. It was sold to the Shrine of Nicholas for $830,000 by Bang Tin LLC, an entity managed by Patrice Briel and Constance Vallis, according to online records. Again, he is quoted, this is, Bushell is quoted as saying, the Marblehead Brewing Company is the first Orthodox monastic brewery in the world, and a majority of the profits from the sale of our beer help support our charitable works, as well as the redevelopment of our current building into a stone church complex that will be open to all. Bushell said the building was Bang Tin Gallery, an art gallery, before his purchase. He said monks can only brew in a monastery, and that they got their brewery license last December from the state. They've been brewing already and have previously partnered with the monks in Spencer, who built America's first Trappist brewery. More in this story, an Item Live story written by Gayla Colley. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.